The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
To the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where tonight it is high school basketball here on Care Radio, as in the Meadowlark League, and for the first time ever as conference opponents, the Atchison Phoenix host to the Highland Park Scots. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph producing and engineering and working all over the building in the Care Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch with you here. I'm just kind of camped out here in the gym getting ready for what promised to be a couple of really, really entertaining basketball games. That said, the ladies game coming up first, and as a public address announcer introduces the starters to the crowd, let me share them with you. First of all, for Highland Park and head coach Rob Brown, the ladies Scots are going to be starting Angelique Gowan-Britt, De'Asia Sanders, Tatiana Broyles, Carlin White, and Amelia Ramsey, three sophomores, two juniors, starting tonight for Highland Park. For the Atchison Lady Phoenix and head coach Nick Revant, AHS is going to be starting three juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. Juniors Tyra Hayward and Ariana Boldridge, with Presley Simpson, a sophomore, Holly Banks, and freshman, Kira Duncan. Atchison in its home whites with red and gold. And for Highland Park, the Lady Scots in a very, very dark forest green with red and white. Kind of a cool uniform. I'm liking that. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it's going to be Simpson and Ramsey. Nice crowd on hand. They continue to file in here to the Atchison High Gym. So, looking forward to having a good crowd. And here we go, the tip of the way. And Highland Park is going to control it down. Lady Scots are trying to feed into the middle. They're looking to go straight to the five. Can't get it there. Bring it back off on top. And then again, they go back into the five where the bucket is good. And you can see right now, for the bread and butter for this team is going to be at least early in a ball game, and that is for Amelia Ramsey. She'll get the first 2 points of the evening. And the upcourt pass is going to be stolen away. Here comes Highland Park taking it down the floor, pulling up, 13-footer up and good, and a foul off the basketball. So what we're going to have is a steal, a breakaway jump shot, and a foul off the ball. So count the bucket. The battle is going to be on Ariana Baldridge. And trailing 4-0, Hutchinson's going to be on defense as Highland will be putting it in play. Scott will bring it over to the left side. Feed it off again underneath, and as Hutchinson tries to collapse down on Ramsey, we're going to get another foul call. This one is on Kira Duncan. So half a minute into the game, it is 4-0. And Highland with the basketball. They'll have it off on top, swing it over to the right side, and now the pass into the corner is lost and saved again by Highland. They'll bring it up top side, now dump it over to the left edge, driving into the lane as the shot goes up. We get a whistle, we're going to have another Atchison foul. Highland Park showing a lot of speed. They are taking the ball in the middle. They're not pulling up for those threes, and that's going to quickly be the second foul of the game by Ariana Baldridge. She has 2 fouls in the first 44 seconds of the game. So Ariana is going to check out for just a little bit. Highland puts the ball in play on the left side, drives in, goes in and up and misses it. Atchison's going to rebound it down. Presley Slimson will clear it away. It's Schill. Bring the ball up the court for AHS. The feed will come over to the left side, take it down near the baseline where it's going to be stolen away. Back up the forward will come Highland Park, leading it 4-0, a minute in. Lob pass over to the left side. It's going to be batted away and lost out of bounds. In the game for Atchison, as Ariana checks out of the lineup, it is going to be, am I doing it right, Machaya? Maje. I was not even close. But we'll get that fixed right now. Here's a baseline jump shot, left side, no. Offensive rebound pulled back down by the Scots. Underneath it goes in and up, won't go. Rebound batted around. Scots are going to pick it back up again. Follow up, no. Rebound again, followed up, no. Rebound again, followed up, yes. Here's the deal. Amelia Ramsey was not going to be denied that bucket, putting her team in front 6-0, minute and a half into the game. Atchison again into the forecourt. They'll work over to the left side, bring it back off on top. Driving to the baseline is going to be Simpson. She'll dish it off just outside the block. Back it comes to Simpson above the three-point circle. Drives right side, puts the shot on its way too strong. Rebound battled for, and we're going to get a jump ball? Yes. And possession arrow will go to Atchison. Happy to have you along with us for some high school hoops here on a early January Friday evening on CARE Radio. Little skip pass on the inbound for Atchison. We'll come into Stowe. She'll have it on the left side. Dribble up toward the top. Gets bumped one time to the defender. Now she's going to come up with a steal. Drive it down the right side in front of the Atchison bench. Kick it back off on top. Handled there by Ramsey. She'll kick it back to the right. Three-point shot set sail. No good, but an offensive rebound. Cleared away by Gowan Britt. Follow shot, no, but put back up and in by Amelia Ramsey. And Amelia's in a half a dozen points. And Atchison going to take an early timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a break here at the 5:48 mark of the opening quarter to score. The Lady Scots of Highland Park, 8, Atchison nothing.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. High school basketball in the Meadowlark League. The newly formed Meadowlark League coming together over the past summer with the addition of Highland Park. Atchison coming out of the timeout that they have called is going to be pressed on the inbound play, and the outlet off the inbound is going to be thrown away. Back up with it will come. Highland Park, the feed into the lane, a little stumble and falling to the floor. The Highland player is going to be called for a travel. Thought maybe there was going to be a foul involved in that, but the official right in the correct location does not call one. Hutchinson's going to bring Samara Downing into the game. Highland Park's going to go to full court pressure here. 5.5 to play in the opening quarter, leading it 8-0. Inbound it comes over to the right side for Hutchinson to Hayward. Hayward will have her upcourt pass not free, stolen away. Here comes Highland Park. They'll drive into the lane, put a running shot up, and that running shot turns into a traveling violation. Going to come back again to Highland Park. We're going to get the first Scotty substitution of the evening. Checking into the lineup for Coach Brown will be Gowan Britt. 5:20 to play. Here's a baseline runner, and Atchison is on the board. Tyria Hayward will have her first points of the game, and Atchison cuts the lead 8-2. Scotts will walk it up the floor, take it across the timeline at the center. Angelique Gowan-Britt will feed it over to the right side. Here's a runner, high off the window, but no good. In the interior positioning, calling down the rebound, Atchison. A lot of pressure from Highland Park. They are pushing the ball on both ends of the court. Here's a little skip pass into the lane, and it's going to be stolen away. Scott's coming down with it, and Highland Park will bring it up the floor. Down to 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Dish pass over to the left side. Handled there by Broyles. Comes back on top, stepping inside. The long two short, and the long rebound hauled down by Atchison. Stoves coming down with the bounce. Come on, and then she's going to have it knocked away, and we will have a whistle. Official coming over the scorer's table, and this is going to be the first foul of the ball game by Amelia Ramsey. The first Highland Park foul tonight. Highland Park will go to the bench, and well, I'm going to bring a starter back in, Sanders. Atchison comes into the forecourt on a long pass down the floor. And it's going to be knocked out of the hands and out of bounds into the Scott bench. Atchison's going to be putting in play from their forecourt. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. 8-2. Highland Park's Lady Scots with the lead. Atchison putting it in play again right in front of the Scott bench. She'll bring it in over to the left side. Simpson has it, goes into the lane, tries to go up for the shot, has it deflected, but we're going to get a foul called in. Two free throws coming up here for the Lady Phoenix. Whistle's going to be on De'Asia Sanders for Highland Park. It'll be her first foul, and come to the line looking for her first point of the ball game is going to be Presley Simpson. Presley, right hand dribble, a knee bend and a shot, it is good. So Presley Simpson will have her first point of the game. Taking her time and eyeing up the second one. It is in route, but a little too long. Rebounding it away. Going to be Tatiana Broyles, and here comes Highland Park. Lady Scott's down court with it, leading it 8-5, and we're going to get an offensive foul call. This is going to come over to the scorer's table. Offensive foul is on Tatiana Broyles. Broyles will pick up her first foul, and team fouls now are even at 3 apiece. We're midpoint of the opening quarter. Atchison puts it in play, losing the handle for a moment in the backcourt, but able to go back. Stoves is able to recover it, pick it up. Deep on the right side, Simpson looks to the middle, brings it up top of the key. The feed will go over to the left, outside the block, and a one-hand runner is up and no good. Rebound tipped out, and the scramble for the basketball is going to be won by Ramsey. Adam Park comes up with it, and here come the Lady Scots with 3:40 to go in the first. They'll bring it all the way down the court, a little behind the back, bounce pass, comes out on top to the top of the key. Now starting to drive down the lane, the ball's going to be stripped away and stolen. Here comes Atchison, down the right side. The runner won't drop. Rebound, Highland Park. So Highland Park's going to clear it away and back up the floor with it. They will come all the way down to the baseline. Finding no shot there, they're going to bring it back out on top. Now, a three-point shot is left uncontested, but they will pass that up, step inside instead. And about the 15-pointer is off the mark. And you got a Highland Park player over here telling the coach, I would like to come out of the game. Probably needing a little rest after these two teams have been going up and down at just a fast, fast pace. 3:05 to go. First quarter. Atchison having it in play. at their offensive baseline. He'll dump it into the right side. Presley Simpson will look to the middle, drive it over to the right side, gets it back to Simpson. She'll back away, pull up, jump shot, no. Rebound cleared away by Highland Park. 2:50 to go, opening quarter. Early scoring has subsided, and Atchison trails in the game 8-3. Highland Park had those 8 points in the first less than a minute and a half, and since then, their offense has gotten a little silent. Here's a long hook pass over to the left side with a three-point shot is drained from wide out deep from the left side for Highland Park. The bucket by De'Asia Sanders. That's the first three of the night for either team, and Atchison now trails 11-3. Highland Park's going to slap the ball out of play on the outlet pass. Back it'll come in again to AHS. Tatiana Broyles is going to return to the floor for Highland Park, and they're going to rotate a player out of the game. That's going to be Bowen Britt. Lob pass to the left. Here's an open three. A little too strong. Perfectly on line, but just a little long. And on the rebound, three players lock up on the basketball jump ball. This time the possession comes back to the Lady Scots. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Walking the ball up the floor. De'Asia Sanders is Highland Park on offense. Atchison drops down the court. They're going to pick up their player defense across the timeline. Right side with it. Looking in. There's no room for Sanders. She'll feed it off the block and the power move. The layup missing. And the offensive rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds. It'll come back in again to the Lady Scots. Amelia Ramsey got that shot away, but it wouldn't fall for her. And Atchison was able to slap the ball, but it goes out of bounds. Coming back in again. Here's Highland with it. A minute 40 to go. 3-point shot blocked way up top side. Until Snotty knocks that thing away. Picked back up by Highland. Down a pass to the middle. Saved again by the Lady Scots. Minute and a half to go in the half. The pass down to the baseline. Out on top and going to be taken down by Atchison. Coming down the court. 1-on-3. And stopping. Putting the shot on his way. Won't roll in. Rebound Highland. 1:20 to go. And again, the two teams really getting up and down the floor, but not culminating those possessions with considerable number of points. Now the upcourt pass is stolen. Taking it the other way. Little jailbreak. Left hand layup up and good. For Atchison, SMTO Snotty picking up her first points of the game. It's 11-5, Highland. 1 minute to play, opening quarter. Highland Park drives in, little contact, no foul, shot up, no, offensive board, followed up, no, another offensive rebound, Atchison reaches in, ties it up, possession, Phoenix. Another couple of players rotating in and out of the game for Highland Park. Atchison will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt. And again, they're going to face that Highland Park full court pressure. Putting it in play is going to be Stowe. Atchison coming up the floor, drives into the lane, dishes over to the left side, but the ball's going to be slapped out of bounds. Atchison will have it at 40 on the clock. They'll put it in at their offensive baseline. The ball chased down and recovered by the Scott cheerleading staff down there. AHS brings it in. Presley Simpson pushes it off on top. Stoves will drive in. The shot is going to go up off the rim two times. Won't go. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Highland Park. They got plenty of time. A half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Up forward of basketball and working to the left side. It's going to be Gown Britt. And she'll have the ball slapped out of her hands by Kira Duncan. So Duncan, quick hand, slaps the ball away. Highland Park will bring it in again. They'll go to the baseline. The one-handed runner is up and good. For Highland Park, here's a shot on the other end for Atchison in the lane. A little wide to the left side. Highland Park coming back down with it. We're 13 seconds of play, opening quarter. Working it over to the right side. Highland Park. Thinking about the three. Now it will be launched and hit at the buzzer. As the horn sounds, Angelique Garen-Britt knocks down the three and takes us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. Second quarter on its way here in Atchison, Kansas. Highland Park's Lady Scots, 16, Atchison 5.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Just in the first club to come out on the court to begin the second quarter, finding themselves trailing in the ball game, 16-5 for AHS. A couple of points apiece for Antil Snoddy and Tyria Hayward with two, Snoddy with two, and Presley Simpson with one for Highland Park. It's been Amelia Ramsey paced it away. She's got six. That buzzer-beating shot gives Angelique Gown-Britt 5 points. Three and a half for DeAsia Sanders and two for DeAngela Gowan-Britt. Here's a feed over to the left side as Highland Park has the basketball to begin the second quarter. They'll drive toward the lane and then turn around back and back out above the three-point circle where Atchison's going to reach in, steal it away, and then reaching in from behind, tripping and then committing the foul. Whistle's going to be on Tatiana Broyles. Broyles will have collected, I am going to fix that, and I'm going to correct myself. I thought Broyles was the only player in the vicinity, but apparently not. So take that foul from her and make it the second foul of the game for Amelia Ramsey. And Amelia's been doing the damage for Highland Park in the early going of this game with a half a dozen points in the opening quarter. Here's a three-point shot, right side, a little too wide. Follow shot is up, and it won't go in, and it is going to be Amelia Ramsey cleared down the rebound. Scott's up the floor with it. 7:25 to play in the opening half. Driving into the lane, the shot is partially rejected, and they're going to say as she reaches in the block, Atchison's going to commit a foul. I think it's going to be on Boldridge. It is, and there's a problem now for Ariana. That is her third foul of the game. So Ariana Boldridge picks up a third foul. And as Highland Park and DeAsia Sanders come to the line after the first one, we will have a substitution. DeAsia, first shot won't drop. Checking into the game for head coach Reband and Atchison is going to be Zayana Seymour. One more shot for Sanders. It is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor. Atchison's going to pick it up. Here comes the Phoenix. Driving down coast to coast. It's up. Won't go. No foul called. Yeah, there is late. The official beneath the goal did not call a foul, but the official out on the right wing does. And it is going to be the second foul for Highland Park's Tatiana Broyles. So we had her with the second foul, only just half a minute too soon. Atchison coming to the free throw line, and here comes Antil Snoddy. The free throw is perfect. So Antil has come off the bench to now lead Atchison in scoring. That is her third point of the game. Antil will step up here and look over another one, and she'll get them both. Antil, only a freshman, but she's got 4 points in this varsity game. Makes it 16-7 with 7:11 to go in the half. Highland Park all the way down their shot. The court, the shot is up, no good. Snoddy coming down with a rebound and bringing it up the court herself. Driving it down the left side. Keeps the dribble alive, pulls up, uncontested left-hand three-point shot online but short. And the long rebound will be cleared away by Highland Park and Amelia Ramsey. Here come the ladies' guns, taking it the other way. It's 6:50 to go in the opening half. It's a 16-7 lead for Highland Park. The shot at the baseline rejected. Who do you think that was down there? That's Antil Snoddy. She has come off the bench and been absolutely outstanding. Highland Park will be putting in a play at their offensive end with a 9-point lead. Looking to the baseline, that's where they want it. In the middle, twisting right, then changing to the left and putting up the left-handed hook shot. Ramsey has 8. 18-7. Highland Park in front. Atchison back down the floor with it. Deanna Seymour. 16-foot shot. Deflected and the rebound rolling around on the floor. Cleared away by the Lady Scott. Highland Park bringing it back up the court. Trying to think how best to describe the Highland Park uniform. It's a pass underneath that's going to be stolen by Atchison. Coming up with the steal. Vajay Stoves.
How's that, huh? Kind of proud of that.
The ball is knocked away. And Atchison will be putting it in play. That'll be the first foul of the game for Carlin White. Highland Park going to get a little foul trouble. That's a half a dozen fouls against the Lady Scots with 6:13 to go in the first half. Once again, we're going to see Highland Park press. They're not going to press on the player putting the ball in bounds, but they will be covering everybody. Now they're going to race up and cover her. The ball comes in, the outlet into the forecourt, down the left side, taken by Snoddy. She will accelerate to the baseline, crossover underneath, little skip pass across the lane is going to be slapped out of bounds by Highland Park. It'll come back into Atchison. 6 minutes of play in the half. Lots of hoops coming up here on Care Radio. Another game here tonight. Inbound is going to be taken in the backcourt by Atchison. Having trouble getting in and playing the forecourt, so they lob it down. Now they'll feed over to the left side of the lane, just above the block. And now this time the pass coming out on top is going to be an over-the-back call. It is over and back, and Highland Park is going to have it back in. For Highland Park, they have not gone deep in the bench. In fact, they have played, what, six so far tonight? 5:50 to play. Second quarter. HP, little shot goes up, won't go, and the rebound again down to Antiel Snoddy. Bringing it up the court. Presley Simpson. Presley works left, now cuts right, now back left again. Works off the screen, drives into the lane. Power move, goes in, offensive foul. And what had happened in the middle, and a bit of a risky move. Haley Ramsey with two fouls already for Highland Park. She stood her ground and was certainly the right player in that situation as she had been run into. And collects the first foul on Atchison's Presley Simpson. Three around a five. 5.5 to go first half. Highland Park lobs again in the middle, trying to back in. There was no travel. Maybe an extra step or so, but no whistle. Highland Park is going to make a substitution at the four. And they have got a very tall 4-5 combination on the floor right now. Here's a runner that is going to be up and good, plus one. So the bucket is good. The foul on Atchison's Presley Simpson will be her second. And Angelique Gowan-Britt will be at the line with a chance at the conventional three. And it rolls around the rim, won't go in. And we will have a lane violation by Atchison that's going to give Gowan-Britt another opportunity here at the free throw line. Long, hard look at it. It is up, and that one will not go in either. This time the rebound is going to be locked up. Jump ball possession, AHS. Out on the court for the Phoenix right now. Who all do I have? I've got Taira Hayward is out there. She's all the way down the floor. I've got Kira Duncan back in the game. Over on the left side is going to be Zayana Seymour. Over to the right side, we've got Antiel Snoddy, and bringing it up the court is Presley Simpson. Here's a shot up, partially deflected. Rebounding it back down is Highland Park. 4:50 to go in the half. HP with the basketball leading it here now 20-7. Shot for the right side for three. He's up, it's no good. Atchison clears down the rebound, and we got a foul call. I'm not sure which way this thing is going. It's going to be on Atchison and on Antiel. Her first foul. With a 13-point lead, it is the largest advantage of the game so far for Highland Park. Atchison's going to make a substitution, rotating Seymour out of the ball game, and Majay's stoves will come back in. First free throw, the front half of the 1-1 is no good. Rebound, here comes Atchison. AHS down court for the ball, taking it over to the right side. 4.5 to go, first half. So swing pass to the left side, the kick on top, the dish to the right. The three is high, it's arcing, but hits the back of the rim with a very, very long rebound. It's going to be saved in deep in the corner by Highland Park. Back up fourth that will come, Lady Scott. That was pulled down by Bonzetta Spicer. Now we'll have a foul by Atchison. It is the second foul of the game for Kira Duncan. And Kira will come out of the game for a little bit. Coming in for Atchison now is going to be Samara Downing. So Samara is going to be baseline left. Tabor is going to be on baseline right. The front half of the 1-1 is going to be up and good this time for Gown Britt. She will earn the bonus. That is her, what, 8 point now for Angelique. Making it a 21-7 Highland Park lead with a 4:18 mark at the second quarter. Second free throw, also good. So after Atchison scored the first 2 points of the second quarter, haven't scored since. Still trying to get that offense found. Approaching the midpoint of the second quarter now. Lady Phoenix up court with it, trailing at 22-7. Over to the right block they go, back out on top. The defense for Highland's good. In fact, they're a nice player D right now. They show great speed. They've got good interior position on that missed shot. Rebounding it back down. Again, it's going to be Amelia Ramsey. Amelia's been outstanding. The up court pass knocked away by Stoddy. It'll come back for the Lady Scots. Get back that uniform. It is very, very dark green. I mean, like, crazy dark green with red and white. Top side with an Atchison up the floor. Right side is Snotty. She goes cross court looking on the far side for Hayward, but it's going to be a little out of her reach, out of bounds. Lady Scott bring it back up the court. 3:37 to play, first half. Alternating hands with the dribble and slowly walking it up the floor. No rush here for the Scots. Now it's going to be stolen. Snotty down, up, can't get the layup to fall. She got a little bit too far underneath it, and it clipped the rim on the upward movement. Highland will come back up court with it. Highland Park with the basketball. They'll dump it over to the left side. Tatiana Broyles. They'll work it to the baseline. Come back on top. This shot is up off the rim a couple times. No good. Rebound underneath, power move, no. Rebound underneath, pushed up, yes. So the follow shot is going to be up and good. And Broyles will have her first bucket of the game. It is now 24-7. And still, Atchison with only 2 second quarter points. Those both came at the free throw line. 2.5 to play, second quarter. The shot by AHS from down to the baseline is going to be a little flat off the mark. Rebounding it down. Here comes Highland Park. They'll feed into the lane, and the shot deflected, knocked out of bounds. That was a good defensive play by Presley Simpson. Presley getting around it quickly, getting an arm out there in order to deflect that shot. Atchison's going to bring Holly Banks back into the game. But tell you what, before we get back to play, we're going to have a timeout taken. Let's do it. Joseph, a break, if you'd be so kind. We're at 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go in the opening half of the ladies' game, the first of our doubleheader tonight, where the score is Highland Park 24, Atchison 7.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
As we return, Highland Park, putting the ball in play, lobs it way up topside, and Angelique Gowan-Britt will take it. Comes it over to the right side, the shot misses, Britt comes up with a rebound, and her cross-court pass is stolen by Atchison. Here they come, down the court, running shot is up and blocked away, knocked out of bounds. Coming up the floor with the basketball, showing great speed, Maje Stoves, but coming up from behind her, Asia Sanders was able to deflect it out of bounds. Atchison putting it to play at their end. Topside with the ball. It's going to be Stoves. Kicks it back over to the left side to Simpson. Presley will pull up from about 14. Left side won't go. And a rebound cleared away by Highland Park and Carlin White. Carlin back in the game. She started, but saw some pretty limited time. And is back in there now as we go inside. 2 minutes to go, first half. HP with the basketball over to the left. Cross court it goes, right side of the lane. Now up top of the key. They're moving the ball pretty briskly. Now stolen away again. Atchison back down the floor. This time stopping on the right side, dishing to the left. The shot is going to be up and in. Stoves will get the bucket. Give a lot of credit to Antille Snoddy, who came up with the steal and who got the assist. 24-9. Back the other end, little floating shot for the baseline. Will not go in. A player from each team ends up on the floor. And our official is going to make his way over to the scorer's table and let us know that the foul is going to be on Atchison's Presley Simpson. So, for the Lady Phoenix, two fouls each on Presley and Ariana. And at the line for Highland Park is De'Asia Sanders. Free throw? No. And De'Asia is 0-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. Has 3 points on a 3-point shot back in the opening quarter. Presley Simpson will come out of the game for the last minute 20 of the half. Second free throw rattles its way home. So Sanders will have her first free throw of the game, her fourth point of the night, pushing the score down to 25-9. And as Atchison comes into the forecourt, we're at a minute 10 to go in the half. Kicking it over to the right side, it's going to be Stoves. Puts a shot on its way up off the backboard for three, but no good. And the rebound is going to be battled for. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Diving for the ball, kind of submarining. Atchison's Antille Snoddy, who also goes flying. Everybody's up and okay. It's great to be young, huh? We're great to see. Are they going to take a timeout? Atchison, I thought I saw Coach Rebant on his feet. Yeah, he's going to take a timeout. Joseph, we'll join him. What do you think? We're down to a minute 4 to go in the half of the ladies' game. Where the score here in Atchison, Kansas is Highland Park's Lady Scotch, 25, Atchison 9.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Get set to put the ball in play. 25-9. Atchison with 5 opening quarter points. They've gotten 4 more here in the second, but Highland Park has been able to roll up some points. They had 16 in the first quarter. They will walk it up the floor. We're inside a minute to play now, first half. Pass very wide to the left side. It's going to be taken by Gowan-Britt. Here's a shot for 3. Too strong. Rebound. Offensive board. Followed up and home. And Angelique Gowan-Britt gets a couple of more. 27-9. This 18-point lead is the largest of the evening. for Highland Park. Here's a shot in the lane by Banks, slapped out of her hands, taken back away by Highland Park. 22-21, now 20 seconds left in the first half. The feed comes into the lane, the driving shot stripped away, lost out of bounds. Back it comes to the Lady Scots. With 17 on the clock, there's still plenty of time for Highland Park. Atchison will make a substitution and rotate Holly Banks out of the game and bring Kira Duncan in. Ball in on the right side. Kira out there for a little defensive effort. She's out there really pushing the ball. And the pass by Highland Park to the baseline is errant. Goes out of bounds untouched. It will come back to Atchison. Highland Park's going to bring Carlin White back in. Also a defensive substitution. And Atchison's got 10 seconds to get a shot away. Into the forecourt with 7. Top side with it is going to be Snotty. Kicks it over to the left. The shot is on its way with 3. It is wide to the right side. The rebound is down, and we're at halftime. We'll be back here in the AHS gymnasium to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the locker room in the girls' game. It's Highland Park 27, Atchison 9.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Halftime of the ladies' game and the visitors from Topeka. Highland Park out in front, 27-9. Recapping the opening half scoring for you. For the ladies' Scots, double-digit scoring for Angelique Gowan-Britt, 11. Paces away for all players. Following her, Amelia Ramsey with 8. 4 in the ballgame for Asia Sanders, and 2 apiece for Tatiana Broyles and to Angela Gowan-Britt. For Atchison High School, coming off the bench, leading the way, Antille Snotty with 4. Tyra Hayward and Majay Stoves, each with 2. 1 in the first half for Presley Simpson. Fouls? Bit of an issue for both teams, but a bigger issue for the Lady Phoenix. Highland Park, 2 each on Broyles and Ramsey. For Atchison, 3 fouls apiece, Ariana Boldridge and Presley Simpson. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be having their game coming up at the conclusion of the ladies' contest, but with that in mind, we'll be back to bring you the second half of the girls' game live here on K-Radio, but with your intermission score. Highland Park 27, Atchison 9. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio and got you some fine halftime ready.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Thank you. Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Atchison High versus Highland Park. We'll be returning to the girls' game in just a moment. We do have a lot of fun stuff coming up right here at Hot Country 93.7. So we've got basketball action for you tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. as the Ravens will be playing host to Grandview. Join us for Benedictine basketball at 2 p.m. as the women will take to the court. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Again, BC versus Grandview. Tuesday brings us to ACCHS versus JCN. The girls' game is scheduled for 6 o'clock. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine College basketball action again as we've got Benedictine playing host to Evangel. Tune in right around 5:30 Wednesday evening for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us back into Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around northeastern Kansas in the Jackson Heights McClouth game. They just came to the end of their first quarter. It is currently Jackson Heights sitting at 15 points with McClouth at 17 points. In the Hiawatha game, they're currently at halftime in the Hiawatha Royal Valley game. In the Hiawatha and Royal Valley game, the score at the end of the first was Royal Valley 18, Hiawatha 3. Sabetha and Holton are at halftime, and the halftime score at Sabetha and Holton was Holton 23, Sabetha 19. At the half, I do have another report coming in. It is the Panthers of Royal Valley sitting at 30 points with the Red Hawks of Hiawatha sitting at 16 at the half. In the Donovan West Washington County contest, Donovan West is leading Washington County girls 31-20. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Topeka Highland Park leading Atchison with a score of 27-9. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 28 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Highs around 33. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows dip down to about 21. Low 40s Sunday. Upper 40s Monday. A dusting of snow tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, checking the weather up at the Boys and Girls Club of Atchison. We're sitting at 37.6 degrees Fahrenheit up there. The winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 65%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.11 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 27 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 35. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas, where the second half of the ladies' game just getting underway, and Hannah Punk is going to be putting it in play to begin things. Here's a three-point shot. Boom! And up that quickly, and a set fast. Hannah Punk is on the board to begin the second half. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, back in the Care Sports Studio. 14 points now for Angelique Gown-Britt. And Atchison trails 30-9. And as we come up the floor, we're going to have Atchison a quick turnover. Back it comes to Highland Park. Highland Park making its first trip to Atchison as a member of the Meadowlark. And on the inbound play, the Lady Phoenix get tied up. Possession arrow. Going to come back to Atchison. So AHS will put the ball in play. They trail 30-9. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's a feed into the lane. Trying to kick it over to the left side, but with nowhere to go, the shot goes up. Hangs on the front lip of the rim, but going to be a three-second violation against Atchison. So they're going to give the basketball back. Many thanks to our man, Joseph. Producing and engineering and all of that stuff back at a Care Sports Studio. That halftime, Joseph, appreciate it. Inbound, slapped out of bounds. It'll come back in again, too. Atchison, 30-9. Highland Park out front. The ball is going to be put in play for Atchison by Kira Duncan. Kira brings it in on the right side to Presley Simpson again for Lady Phoenix, a big problem, foul issues. The shot pushed up, won't fall. Then rebounding it down, Hannah Park and Amelia Ramsey. And Amelia gets fouled very quickly after having secured that ball. And for Atchison, a big foul. It'll be number four by Ariana Boldridge. So Ariana, who's got limited time in the early part of the game, right back out with that fourth foul. Inbound it comes, Highland Park up the court. We are finally a minute into the second half. Cross-court pass over to the left side. Thinking about taking the shot. Gown-Britt, but Angelique calls it back down. Kicks it across the floor to the left side. Shot goes up from there. It's no good. And the rebound off the floor. Taken down by Atchison. Simpson brings it up the court. Takes it down the right side. Working in front of the Phoenix bench. Jumps it over to the baseline right. And it's going to go through the hands and out of bounds off the right block. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Pressure by Atchison on the inbound and chasing that ball coast to coast. And the pass, of course, knocked away by Banks that she's run into, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. She gets right back up. They'll see it as out of play off Highland Park, and Atchison will have it in front of a Lady Scotch bench. No foul called right there. And here comes Atchison with the basketball. Bringing it in for Atchison, Antio Snoddy. Antio will bring it in, drive, and put one up and in. Very nice play. And Antio Snoddy has a half a dozen. It is 30-11. It's Antio with the steal of the ball. Comes over to the right side. Layup. Good. Presley Simpson. 30-13. Atchison having a bit of spark here, and then as the ball comes up the floor, reaching in, looking for the steal, but instead, Kira Duncan comes up with a third foul tonight. It'll be team foul two by Atchison here in the second half. Lady Scotts will go to the bench, and entering the game for the first time tonight is going to be Anna Hernandez, a freshman. AHS with a steal, coast-to-coast ball slapped away. But saved by Atchison at the baseline. They'll dish it off on top with a three-point shot too strong. Cleared away by Ramsey. Here comes Highland Park. 5.5 to go in the third quarter, 30-13. Lady Scott's out front. The feed will come to the right side of the free throw line. Now back over to the edge with a three-point shot. Set sail and missing, and the rebound is going to be kicked away. It lost out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off Atchison. Ted's got Coach Rebound on his feet, and I think he's got a legit argument there. It won't matter, but I think he's got a good argument. I thought that ball was going to go the other way myself. Inbound it comes, Highland Park, goes left side, weaves into the lane, pulls up from 12, wide left. Rebound, Highland Park on the fly, drops the shoulder, pushes back, kicks it outside, three-point shot, drained it. Knocking that thing down from deep from the left edge. It is to Angela Gowan, Britt. The upcourt pass by AHS is going to be knocked away and slapped out of bounds. 33-13 is the Highland Park lead. Hernandez was in the game for literally 30 seconds, perhaps. Comes right back out into Asia Sanders. Returns here for Highland Park. Atchison brings it in. Little look-away entry pass to Snoddy, who launches a three. Hits the rim, kicks away. Rebound to get down to Highland Park. Sanders comes down to Asia. Goes in, up, nope. Rebound tipped out on top. Saved again by Highland Park. Follow shot, nope. Rebound, Snoddy. She's up the court. 1-on-4. What is she going to do? She'll drive it in. Little Euro step. Puts the shot up that misses. Reaches in, tries to steal it away, but it'll be recovered by Highland Park. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Ball going to be knocked away, and a foul is going to be called in the middle on Kira Duncan. And she is the second Lady Phoenix to pick up a fourth foul. So Kira, who gets a score in the game, is going to have to come back out and into the lineup for Atchison, Zayana Seymour. The pass inbounds goes down to the baseline where leaping way upstairs, getting a hand on it, knocking it out of bounds, Holly Banks. Atchison set to bring Majay Stoves back in. Let's see who's coming out. And it will be Banks pulling up a chair for a moment. She's going to take a second, kind of gather herself, having gotten knocked to the floor a little bit ago. It looks like she's okay. 4.5 to play, third quarter. It is Highland Park basketball coming in right in front of the Atchison band area, although I don't see any of the instruments set up quite yet. Cutting into the lane, running it up from 12. It is up and good, plus one. Still going to count that bucket. A foul is going to be assessed to Tyra Hayward. It is her first foul of the game. So they're going to wave the shot off and just call a foul. This is the foul occurred before the shot, so no bucket. And here we go to the other end. Atchison coming up with the ball, and they lay it up and in. Nice basket there for Presley Simpson. She's got 5 in a game, 4 of them here in the third quarter. 4:15 to play in the third. 3-point shot, launch too strong, but an offensive rebound pulled back down by the Lady Scott. 33-15, Highland Park out front. Highland Park player all alone on the right side, waving her arms in the air to Asia Sanders, looking for somebody to find her. Nobody's looking her way. Now they'll pass into a lot of traffic. The ball is going to be slapped free, knocked out of bounds, and come back in to the Lady Scots. Highland Park's going to bring Carlin White back in. White comes in for Tatiana Broyles. Into the lineup for Atchison is going to come Samara Downing. 3:50 to play, third quarter. Here's a runner from the left side, up no good, rebound tipped out. Atchison brings it down. Now Atchison with the numbers on the break. They'll go coast to coast, laying it up and in. The bucket is good for Maje Stoves. 33-17. And Atchison not throwing in the towel here. Here's a baseline shot for three. No good. Rebound on the floor. Still rolling around. Saved by Highland Park. Will commit a foul. Atchison, a lot of hands and arms in there as they were diving around and swiping for that ball. This foul will be given to Zayana Seymour. And for Atchison, it'll be team foul five of the third quarter. No second half foul yet for Highland Park. 3:20 to go in the third. Three-point shot, yep. From way out on the left side, Tiangela Gowan-Britt. Her second three of the third quarter. 8 point of the game. A running shot for Atchison on the other end, missing away. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by Amelia Ramsey. 36-17. The 19-point lead equals their largest, and now driving the baseline, a new high-water mark set for Highland Park as the bucket goodbye. Tiangela, she's having a huge third quarter, 38-17. Ball is going to be lost by Atchison out of bounds, but Highland Park touched it last. Lady Phoenix will be putting it in play right in front of their bench. 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Atchison will feed it over to the right side of the lane. The turnaround shot in the middle is going to be partially deflected, and the rebound is going to be cleared away by Highland Park. Here they come, racing down, driving in. Is there a block, a charge? It's a charge. Offensive player control foul will be given to Angelique Gowan-Britt. That is her first foul of the game. It is the first foul of the second half by Highland Park. .238 to go in this third quarter. Atchison will bring it up, taking it across the middle. It's going to be Antio Snoddy. She'll go into the lane, put up a short jumper, and won't go in. And again, Hannah Park dominant in the middle with Amelia Ramsey. Clears that board down. Now, Ramsey and an Atchison player both go hard to the deck trying to come up with the free basketball. And Antio Snoddy, who's giving up a little height, maybe quite a little height, but that doesn't stop her. She goes right in there after it. Jump ball, back it comes to Highland Park. With 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter, Lady Scots putting it in play, leading at 38-17 on the road here this evening. They've been in control of this one since the very early going as they jumped out in front 8-0 to start the game. And now we're going to have the ball tied up again. This time, possession arrow will go to Atchison. Third quarter's taken a little bit. Still 2:13 left. Coming back into the game for Highland Park, Tatiana Broyles. No Highland Park player has more than two fouls. Atchison has two players with four each. Another one with three. Here's a three-point shot, wide right. Rebounding it down, Amelia Ramsey. Ramsey's going to have a double-double here tonight. Here's a three-pointer from the other end. It's up and good again. Three-point shot to Angela. Gowan-Britt. That is her third three in this quarter, her 11th point of the quarter. Atchison for three. Won't fall down. Rebound deep in the corner. Going to be rescued by Phoenix. Cross-court pass is loose on the floor. Atchison's going to save it down. Seymour with a nice job. Picks it over to the left side. Seven inside the arc. Long two. Nope. Offensive board in the lane. Kick it to the right side. Falling away. Yes. for Atchison, Theana Seymour for two. 1:10 left in the third. Weaving down the floor. The shot goes up. Nope. And on the rebound of the follow, a Phoenix foul. And for Atchison, this one is going to be on Samara Downing. It'll be only her first foul of the game. But Atchison picking up some fouls here in the second half. That'll be team foul six, still with just over 1 minute to go in the third quarter. And Highland Park has only one second half foul. Lady Scott free throw is up. No good. One more shot coming here. Before that shot taken, Atchison will put Kaya Downing into the game. So Kaya is going to come in and let Presley have a minute rest. Second free throw off the window and good. So hitting one of two, Carlin White has her first point. Here comes Atchison. They trail 42-19. Inside the last minute. Here in the third quarter. Fans continue to make their way into the gym, getting ready for the next game. Guys game coming up. Of course, we're going to be bringing that to you right here on CARE. Looking to put the ball in play. Atchison will have it in at their baseline. They lob it over to the left side. The shot up and rattling home for Zayana Seymour for three. 42-22. And Atchison coming up with the steal. The ball tied up on the floor and a jump ball possession. Scott. 43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Highland will have it in at midcourt. Long entry pass to T'Angela Gowan-Britt. Jumps it over to the left side. The drive to the baseline, no room there, and we're going to get another Atchison foul. So Atchison will pick up team foul seven. And this is going to be on Samara, her second foul. Coming to the free throw line, Highland Park for the 1-1, and Ana Hernandez comes up there. The freshman. First free throw. Nope. Can't get the bonus. Rebound. Pulled down Lady Scott. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Highland with the basketball leading at 42-22. The feed down low. Shot up and it will not go in, but another Phoenix foul. And this one is going to be on Kaya. Yep. Kaya Downing's first foul. Back to the free throw line comes Highland Park. We haven't gotten any points from Amelia Ramsey yet in the second half. She's got a chance to do it here, but her first free throw won't go in. She's got 8 in the ball game. That is her first free throw opportunity of the evening, and it will not fall. One more shot coming up here. 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Long, hard look at it by Amelia Ramsey, and that one is perfect. Her 9th point of the game. And a 21-point lead for Highland Park. Atchison down court. Here's a one-handed runner. It's up and good. Tell you what, Antio Snoddy's been absolutely fun to watch. That is her, 8th point tonight? 43-24. Highland Park, shot up, no. Offensive rebound, followed up, no. Rebound tipped around, on the floor. 1 second. They're not going to get a shot away. 3 quarters are done. We'll be back here in Atchison. 4th quarter of the ladies game coming up. And don't forget the guys game yet to follow. But right now with our at the end of third score. Highland Park 43, Atchison 24. We'll be right back.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Hey, we're coming back with a little cowbell. Into the fourth quarter we go with Atchison, Kansas. Meadowlark Conference. High school basketball here on Kerry this evening. Tomorrow it's going to be college basketball. The Benedictine Ravens will be hosting the Vikings from Grandview. Join us for those games. 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys, right here on Care Radio. Right now, though, Atchison putting the ball in play, finding themselves trailing at 43-24. And before they can get a shot on its way, 9 seconds into the fourth quarter, a travel call gives it back to the Lady Scots. Speaking of the Lady Scots, led in scoring by Angelique Cowan-Britt with 14 points. Right behind her, Angelo Cowan-Britt with 13 points. Here's a shot for the baseline. It's up, no good, and we're going to have a foul, I think, on Presley. And it will be her fourth. So Presley Simpson joins Ariana Bulbridge and Kira Duncan with 4 fouls apiece now for Atchison. And Lady Scott stepped to the line right here. Up, no good. Just a little too hard, hits the back of the rim and caroms out for Carlin White, who is now 1 of 3. Second one, wide to the right side. And the official says, yeah, this ball's got to be put in play by Atchison, not having drawn contact with the rim. It's going to come back into the Lady Phoenix. 7.5 to go in the game. Kick it around to the left side. Atchison with the basketball, long cross court. Presley has it. She'll accelerate to the baseline. Put the shot up from just outside the... We're good. Just outside the block, and it's going to be off the mark. But a foul call. Lots of people still pouring into the gym. You think maybe that this late in the girls' game, most of the fans would have arrived by now, but no. That foul, by the way, is going to be the second by Carlin White, and the first free throw for Atchison is good for Presley. Simpson with one more shot. She's got 6 and now 7 points tonight. 43-26. Full court pressure played by Atchison as Highland Park has the ball deep in the backcourt. Angelique Gown-Britt starts to bring it up, dumps it over to the left side to Asia Sanders, goes all the way to the rim, puts a shot up, no good. The board is going to be cleared down by Antille Snoddy. She'll bring it up court herself. Nice pass to the left side. The shot up off the window and good. Give Antille the assist. Give Tyra Hayward the bucket. And it's 43-28. Playing off a screen nicely. The feet inside. Stolen away by Atchison. Here they come. Presley Simpson comes down the right side. It's going to be knocked away from her and slapped out of bounds by Angelique. Atchison will have it in play from the corner. Down to the baseline right at the end of the Phoenix bench. But before it comes in, looks like we're going to get a timeout. Yeah. Taking a timeout with Highland Park. Let's do it, Joseph, at 6:45 to go in the ladies' game. It remains Highland Park 43, Atchison 28.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
crowd continues to filter into the gymnasium where the guys' game yet to come. But right now it's 6:45 left in the ladies' game, and Highland Park leading 43-28. Atchison is putting into play from their offensive baseline. It'll be Presley Simpson to bring it in. Ziana Seymour is out there with Antil Snoddy. Also, you've got Tahira Hayward. Rounding it out is, hold on, it's a shot. It's up and good for three by Ziana Seymour. So I was getting ready to share with you, rounding it out for Atchison, Majay Stoves. 43-31. Atchison down 23 a short time ago. He's got it back to within a dozen. They've cut that lead in half, and now Atchison on the upcourt play. A foul will be called on Majay. It is her first, Atchison's 10th. So Atchison has committed 10 fouls, putting Highland Park in the double bonus. So far in the second half, Highland Park has committed 2 team fouls. So Atchison a long way from getting to the free throw line as the first free throw is up and good for Angelique Gown-Britt. It is her 15th point of the game as she continues to lead all scorers. She is 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. This one, perfect. Here comes Atchison back down the court. It is 45-31. Over to the left side with it for Atchison. In the edge is going to be Seymour. Gets double teamed there. Kicks it back to the middle. They try to go into the lane. They will get it there. Now in some traffic. Back it'll go to the left side. Driving in. Presley shoots and scores. Presley Simpson. It's 45-33. We are 6 minutes to go. Hyde Park back down court. Big collision on top. Lots of contact, not any fouls being called through it. Here's a bit of an off-balance three that a shot missed. Highland Park rebounds it down. Was there a charge? Yeah. Got an offensive foul called on Highland Park. And the official's going to, I'm sure it's on 12, right? Yeah. The foul is going to be on Deasia Sanders, only her second of the game. And again, for Highland Park, not only have they not committed many fouls, that's the third of the second half, but they've got no player with more than 2 fouls. Atchison, on the other hand, they've got 3 players with 4 fouls each. We've got a Highland Park timeout being taken. Joseph, 5:43 remains to be played in the game. Let's take a break. It is 45-33 Highland Park.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Lady Phoenix, putting the ball in play deep in the backcourt, you'll find Antil Snoddy waiting to get the ball in the backcourt, both Sayana Seymour and Presley Simpson. At midcourt, you'll find Majay Stoves, and a little bit beyond midcourt for Atchison is Tahira Hayward. Atchison putting it in play, and here comes Presley. Simpson works her way to the right side, bumped a couple of times, slides across midcourt, looks into the middle, goes long cross court, and Snoddy just can't get to that pass. So Atchison will turn it over with 5.5 to go. Lady Scott's putting in a play from the 28-foot mark on the far side in the backcourt, looking up the floor. I thought they'd have gone in the backcourt, but they force it into the forecourt and do so with no repercussion. Here's a baseline runner missing. Atchison rebounds it away. Hayward coming up with the basketball and back up the floor with it is going to be Snoddy. Antil kicks it left side. 3-point shot, too strong. Rebound. Going to go out of play. They're going to say it's off the foot of Highland Park's T'Angela Gown-Britt. It'll be Atchison basketball. However, that forces the clock to stop again. Still with 5:11 to play. We've got a bit to go here. in the ladies' game. Shot up for the right side. Too strong for Atchison. Really better go back down. Here comes Highland Park. Inside 5 to play. We anticipated the guys' game starting at about 7:30, but since it's very near that, it won't happen. But it won't be too late, I don't suspect. Here's a drive across into baseline. Little falling away shot is up and no good. Rebound. Atchison outlet down the court. Breakaway. Left hand layup too strong. The follow shot right on the dot by Tyria Hayward. Tyria Hayward has 6. And it's 45-35. The shot from the right side off the mark. Followed up short. Followed up again too long. And the ball taken away by Atchison. But we apparently have a foul in traffic. And all of that group of players down there jumping and leaping and stretching for the ball. A foul is called on Atchison's Antiel Snoddy. It is her second foul of the game. And once again, we'll see Highland Park coming to the free throw line. Stepping up there this time, Tatiana Broyles. Broyles with 2 points tonight has not had a free throw opportunity this evening. And her first effort here is going to be off to the right side and a little bit short. One more shot coming up for Highland Park. Tatiana Broyles, a sophomore. Long, hard look at it and puts it right there. 3 points for Broyles, and it is 46-35. Now the steal is saved by Highland Park. They knocked it away from Atchison as they're trying to get it up the floor. Here's a three from the left side. But before the shot's taken, Park Coach Brown says, I'm gonna time out. I'm going to talk to my team for a minute. So we're going to let him do that. And Joseph, we're going to step away with 4:06 to go in the girls' game. Still the guys' game coming. It remains Highland Park 46, Atchison 35.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Highland Park takes the timeout, and now they'll put the ball in play. Quickly, straight up with a three that misses. Rebounding it back down. Atchison and Antiel Snoddy. AHS will go to the other end of the floor. The shot is up and missing. The follow shot is up and missing, but a foul. Atchison will come to the free throw line. Still 3:51 to play. Highland Park's Tiangela Gowan-Britt, foul number one. So Hayward steps to the line for Atchison. First free throw is good. She's having a great fourth quarter. That is her fifth point of the quarter, her seventh point this evening. Tahira's second free throw will be a little too long, and the rebound cleared down by Amelia Ramsey. Ramsey, who started the game red hot. Now her upcourt pass is stolen by Snoddy. Great play. Drives in. Dishes across. The ball is on the floor, and Atchison will recover and save it. Here's Atchison with the ball over to the right side. Looking left, wanting left. Instead, comes back out on top. Antiel has it. Slides over to the left side. A little left-hand dribble. Cuts down the side of the lane. Changes direction. Has the ball knocked away. Picked up. Coming the other way. Here comes Highland Park. Running shot. Up, no, and an Atchison foul. The foul is going to send Deasia Sanders to the free throw line for Highland Park with 3:16 left. For Atchison, second foul of the game for Zayana Seymour. Mentioned coming to the line, Deasia Sanders. She has 4 points in the game, but is only 1 of 4 at the free throw line this evening. She had a 3-point shot back in the opening quarter to account for her other scoring. Here she comes at the line right now. Long look. Takes her time. Shoots and scores. 5 points tonight for Sanders. Asia, another sophomore on this very young Highlander Park team. No seniors. Second free throw. Got them both. So Asia has six, and it is 48-36. 3:10 left. Presley will bring it down the court. She'll kick it to the left side where the three-point shot. Up, oh, nope. Rebound Snotty. Gets knocked to the floor. Jumps right back up. She's okay. And a foul by Highland Park. It's going to be the second foul this evening for Angelique Young-Britt. And here's the thing. Highland Park, still no player. No player with more than two fouls. That's just got three players out there with four apiece. There's a baseline three that is short. And a rebound cleared away, Lady Scots. Royals coming up with the basketball, dumps it over to Angelique, and now in Britt up the court with it, now with 2:50 to go in the ball game. 48-36, Highland Park with a commanding lead here in the late going of the contest. Shot to the right side, it's going to go up the floor. It almost goes out of bounds, but Atchison is able to save it. Baseball pass into the forecourt, driving it down the right side. Runner is going to be up and missing, and a rebound pulled down by Highland Park, reaching in, securing it, tying up the basketball. A jump ball forced. Back it comes to the Lady Scots. 2:33 to go in the game. This place is pretty much standing room only now. And not only are fans here, I think, to watch the game, but also the Shrine Bowl is going to make a formal invitation and present that here tonight between games. So we'll be watching for that. Here's a missed shot. Atchison will fast break it down the floor, miss the other end, and bring it out on top. 2:12 to go, and now Atchison will throw it away, and it's over and back. At midcourt, it's Highland Park basketball. Back into the game for Coach Rebent is Kira Duncan. So Kira's out there. Tyra Hayward, Antiel Snotty on the floor. Here's a shot from underneath, partially deflected. Atchison's going to rebound it down. Here they come. Skip pass over to the right side. The kick back into the middle. Beautiful move to the basketball. Emma Layup is going to be up and good. Antiel Snotty in double-figure scoring. She leads her team now with 10. 48-38. Atchison back within 10. How about that? Here's a shot to the other end. It's no good. Ball on the floor. Saved by Highland Park, and they'll push it back up and home. Getting into double-figure scoring now is Amelia Ramsey with 11. 50-38. Remember, Atchison trailed by 23 points not that long ago. Here's a Phoenix shot that won't drop in, and with a minute and a half to go in the game, Highland Park with a 12-point lead in control of the basketball. They'll dish it up the floor over to the left side to Angela. They'll skip past out of the corner, and don't know where that was really going, but it was not close to one of her teammates. A turnover by the Lady Scott. Atchison will have it in play from deep in the backcourt. Again, I look in the corner expecting this to be, you know, the corner where the band sets up, but I do not see them here this evening. AHS up floor with the basketball, and here comes Antiel Snotty. She'll go right side. Stove shot wide, wide to the left side. 1:01 to go. And again, Atchison, I suspect, with the offense and defense switch, and Kira Duncan checks back in. Highland Park will bring it inbounds. They're going to go slowly. They got plenty of time to get it up the floor, and they do. Here's a pass over to the left side. They're going to call Kira for a foul, and that will be her fifth. So Kira Duncan will foul out of the game tonight. In the last minute, 54 seconds to go, coming to the line for Highland Park, the leading scorer in the game, it is Angelique Gowan-Brick. She's got 16 points, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 80% is pretty good in anybody's book, and this one is high and arcing and in. One more shot here for Angelique. I have to go first name sometimes because a lot of times we've got both Angelique Gowan-Britt and Angela Gowan-Britt in the game. Second free throw, good as well. 52-38. Atchison down the floor, right side shot up. No, won't quite fall. And twisting and trying to steal that ball away. Atchison will commit a foul. This is probably going to be on Antio. It is her third. Back to the other end of the floor. We're going to go. 42 seconds to play. Striding to the line, Amelia Ramsey. Amelia's got, I mentioned, 11 points. She is 1 out of 2 at the free throw line tonight. Those came back in the third quarter. Amelia puts it up and in. A dozen points now for Ramsey. In the fourth quarter, 8 points have been scored by Highland Park at the free throw line. Now nine. 9 of their 11 fourth quarter points. It is 54-38. Here's a little layup on the other end, and Atchison can't get that one to fall either. Sometimes when it rains, it pours, and for the Lady Phoenix, with a half a minute to go in the ballgame, it'll be interesting to see how Highland Park wants to play it. They'll go left side, keep the ball above the three-point line, attack the basket. The running shot is up, partially deflected, offensive rebound, followed up and in. A bucket for De'Asia Sanders, and that gives her 8 tonight. 12 seconds, 10. Atchison up the floor. Donnie goes baseline. Runner, nice. Pretty, pretty shot by Antiel, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight in the girls' game. Atchison coming up just short. Highland Park 56, and the Lady Phoenix 40. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas at the Atchison High Gymnasium, where the Shrine Bowl is making its presentation to Jesse Greenlee and his official invitation to play in next year's Shrine Bowl. Proud enjoying that. Exciting ladies game, but Highland Park just leaped out to a huge lead early, and Atchison was never able to overcome that. Highland Park winning it 56-40 in the first one. Recapping the scoring for you for Highland Park. 18 for Angelique Gowan-Britt, Amelia Ramsey, and Angela Gowan-Britt. 13 apiece, 8 for Deasia Sanders, Tatiana Broyles with three, and Carla White with one. Four, Atchison. A dozen points for who's no question your Bank of Atchison player of the game. How about Antio Snotty? She came in off the bench, was an absolute just spark for her team. Played so well. Double-figure scoring. 12 tonight for your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Antio Snotty. Presley Simpson knocked down 9-9. It was an 8 off the bench for Zayana Seymour. 7-9 for Taira Hayward. It was a 4-point game to round up the Atchison scoring for Majay Stoves. So there you have it. Highland Park winning the ladies game. Guys game coming up next, and we'll be back to bring that to you live here on Curate. Right now, though, we're going to take a bit of a break. Guys teams just now getting out of the court to warm up, so it'll be a couple of minutes. High school basketball. Atchison, Highland Park coming your way next. But right now, we're going to let you enjoy some quality time as we send you back to the Care Radio Sports Studios. And Joseph, we'll be back here at the Atchison Gym pretty quick.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 28. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Highs around 33. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 21. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday. And highs from the low 40s to the upper 40s. A dusting of snow tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is your brand of country.
Everything I want to hear.
Hot Country 93.7.